This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to citizens to unite and dedicate themselves to the nation's progress to achieve the dream of Vikasit Bharat. Addressing the huge gathering on the occasion of National Unity Day celebrations in Ekta Nagar, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Prime Minister said that since 2014, the government has delivered a decisive and powerful blow to Naxalism and Maoist terrorism. He said that before 2014, nearly 100 districts across the country were affected by Maoist activities, but today that number has come down to just 11. He further noted that only 3 districts remain seriously impacted by Naxalism.
Aaj main Sardar Patel ke sanidhy mein Ekta Nagar ki is dharti se pure desh ko bharosa dilata hu jab tak desh Naxalwad Maowad us aatang se puri tarah mukt nahi ho jata hum rukne wale nahi hai.
The Prime Minister highlighted the nationwide participation in the unity oaths taken by crores of people, reaffirming the collective resolve to strengthen national unity. He emphasized that every citizen must reject any thought or action that weakens the fabric of the nation, calling it the need of the hour. He said that after independence, Sardar Patel achieved the seemingly impossible by uniting over 550 princely states, embodying the vision of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat.
Desh bhar mein ho rahi ekta daud, run for unity, koti koti bhartiyon ka utsah, hum naye bharat ki sankalp shakti ko saath saath mehsoos kar rahe hain. Abhi yahan jo karyakram hue, jo adbhut prastuti hui, unme bhi atit ki parampara thi, vartman ka shram aur shaurya tha aur bhavishya ki siddhi ki jhalak bhi thi.
President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary at a statue in Patel Chowk, New Delhi, this morning. She also extended her heartfelt greetings to citizens of the country on the occasion of National Unity Day. Home Minister Amit Shah flagged off the Run for Unity from Major Dhyanchand National Stadium in Delhi on the occasion of National Unity Day. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, today issued the joint Sankalp Patra for Bihar Assembly Election 2025. The Sankalp Patra was released in the presence of Chief Minister of Bihar Nitish Kumar, BJP President JP Nadda, BJP's Bihar Election in Charge Dharmendra Pradhan and the other NDA leaders. Speaking on the Sankalp Patra, BJP President Dilip Jaiswal said NDA's manifesto means the guarantee of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the trust of Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. India and the United States today inked a framework agreement for cooperation in the defence sector for the next 10 years. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said he held a meeting with US Secretary of War Pete Hegseth in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. During the meeting, both sides signed a defence framework that will usher in a new era in both sides' already strong defence partnership. The defence minister said this partnership is critical for ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. He added that the defence framework will provide policy direction for the entire spectrum of the India-US defence relationship. Mr. Singh said it is a signal of both nations' growing strategic convergence and will herald a new decade of partnership. The IMD has issued a red colour warning for sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. According to the IMD, Bihar will witness heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places. The Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Similar conditions will prevail over Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa and northeastern states today. IMD also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. Meanwhile, the weather agency said Cyclone Monta is likely to move nearly northwards across North Chhattisgarh and weaken into a low-pressure area during the next 24 hours. And with that, we end this news bulletin.